I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado State Patrol has confirmed that a recording with the Senate secretary about a Democrat senator using the women's restroom is real. As Benta Berkland reports, it casts doubt about Daniel Kagan's story.
Republican Senator Beth Martinez-Humenick filed a complaint against Kagan, alleging he used and on multiple occasions an unmarked restroom designated for female legislators. He says it only happened once. The Senate's nonpartisan administrative head, Effie Amin, called Colorado State Patrol about it on February 23rd.
We have a person who works here, a male, that has been frequently accessing the bathroom. And so, yeah, it's so awkward. And so that's why I wanted to change the code, because I know the code we have on there is sort of our generic one.
The audio surfaced on Compass Colorado, a right-leaning website. In it, Amin says she was aware of problems last year. She did not, however, change the locks or put up a women's sign until recently after the complaint was filed. Democrats also say she didn't discuss the issue with them last year. It's not yet known when the complaint will be investigated. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
The public is invited to discuss the Banning Lewis Ranch Annexation Agreement proposal during a meeting at the Pikes Peak Regional Development Center hearing room starting at 6 p.m. this evening. Council members and staff will be in attendance to hear public input. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.